Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've partnered up again with the good folks at the Washington State Council of Firefighters in Operation Warm. It's coats for kids. And man, I mean, we're getting snow this week, they're saying. And yeah, there are like 300,000 children living in poverty here in Washington State. They will not have a coat to put on as the weather is getting the way it is. And you can help. You really can.
I know last year we were able to raise a bunch of money for them, which was, I think, was awesome. I think it was over $50,000 last year. It might have even been more than that. But
yeah.
This year, that's the goal as well. Hopefully, we can raise about $50,000. $20 gets a brand new coat on a kid in need, man. And it's always a blast getting to see the looks on their faces, like when we've worked with Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, and just to see the look of their face of getting something brand new that they can go to school and wear is awesome.
You can go to KISW.com if you want to donate. Plus, you can donate via text this year. All you got to do is text KISWGIVE to 44321. That's as simple as that. KISW give. Text that to 44321. Want to thank Palace Law for matching up to $1,000 in donation. Those guys always rock. You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I had to have a very awkward conversation with the little brother over this weekend. He's like, Beaky, I want a cat or a dog.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I'm allergic. He's like, what's that? So I had explained to him that I'm allergic to cats and dogs. And then I learned something interesting.
Oh, really?
Did you know that some cats are allergic to humans?
I didn't know that.
There's your fun fact of the day.
What?
It's very uncommon because we don't shed as much. We bathe very often. And we don't, you know, shed as often as cats
do. Like,
but
our own dander,
cats can be allergic to.
We always look annoyed around humans. Maybe they're all allergic to
us. Yeah, right? They're allergic to our presence.
Yeah. I'm sick of this person.
That makes a lot more sense, actually. But that is your fun fact of today.
Look at that.
You're welcome. Today we have Alonso from Des Moines. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, goodbye.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Alonso has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who won the most recent World Series?
That would be the Houston Astros.
Correct. The 100 folds in a chef's hat represents 100 ways to cook what?
Butter?
No.
Meat?
No.
Vegetables.
No. What kind of animal is Jewel in the computer animated movie Rio?
Dog.
Nope.
Fish.
Nope.
Cat.
No. What country is home to the Great Barrier Reef?
That would be Australia.
Correct. Which movie released in 1997 was the first movie to gross more than $1 billion?
Titanic?
Correct. What two colors were the original Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Red and blue.
Correct. What does the role CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Correct. What is the platform number for the Hogwarts Express?
Pass.
What the famous song Do Re Mi is from what musical?
Sound of Music.
Correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. That's a good play.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right.
He knows the Sound of Music.
Of course.
I did not. I'm not going to lie. I did not know that one. I never grew up watching
it's
that.
An iconic tune.
Oh, yeah.
But. And now, that you know, we'll talk about that after because I'm still pissed off about that Spirited movie, that musical.
Wow, what the hell did I walk in on?
Yeah. I don't want to give you any clues. So
okay,
maybe talk later about it.
Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, yeah!
Who won the most recent World Series?
The Houston Astros.
Ooh. Correct.
Boy, I almost thought a fart.
The 100 folds in 100 folds in a chef's hat represents 100 ways to cook what?
Tomatoes.
No.
Spaghetti.
Nope.
Rice.
No.
Oh.
What kind of animal is Jewel in the computer animated movie Rio?
Jewel is a bird.
Yes.
Oh.
What country is
home to the Great Barrier Reef?
What country? I'm going to go America.
No.
Australia.
Yes. Which movie released in 1997 was the first movie to gross more than $1 billion?
Is that stupid Titanic?
Yes, it is. What two colors were the original Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Red and yellow.
No.
Red and blue.
Yes.
Nice.
What does the role CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Correct. What is the platform number for the Hogwarts Express?
69.
No.
420.
No.
Nice.
One.
No.
One.
The famous song Do Re Mi is from what musical?
Cats?
No.
Oh.
No way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a tie.
Damn it.
Oh, so close.
Had you gotten that, that would have been the difference.
Nice maker. Work, Alonzo.
Yay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Gosh. Does anybody know what the 100 folds in a chef's hat represent?
Joey D's may.
That would be eggs.
Yeah, how to cook an egg. There are 100 ways to cook an egg.
See this kid, he knows what's up.
Oh, yeah. I thought everyone, that was like a weird common knowledge everyone knew.
Did not know it.
Cook an egg, huh?
Not a fan of eggs.
How many ways do you think you could do it, Mr. Chef?
Oh, man.
Back in your chef days?
10, maybe?
69.
Okay. Nice.
Can you even list 10 ways to cook an egg?
Poach, fry, boil, omelet.
Is boiled the same as poached?
It sounds a little bit less.
Okay.
But yeah,
don't kill his flow.
My flow's all screwed up.
Yeah,
fry,
boiled. Well, you've over easy, over medium, over hard.
Okay.
Scrambled.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
You have an omelet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then you have the poached, then you have boiled, then you have.
What about over hard?
Over hard. What did I say over hard?
Oh, you
said, what about, okay, over hard?
There's
over
slightly ish medium.
Oh,
okay, now we're stretching.
Sunny side up. You did that, right?
Can't
did
say
sunny
quiche.
Side up.
Raw.
Scrambled.
Raw. Exactly.
Yeah.
Egg whites and like things.
Benedict, right?
Hollandaise.
Yeah,
mayonnaise.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how to do. I know 50 ways to leave your lover. I don't know 100 ways to make eggs. Like, you got to slip out the back jack and make a new plant stand. That's all I know
I
that.
I regret asking this
question. Well, I do too.
Does anybody know what platform number is for the Hogwarts Express?
Of course
Express?
We do. I know. It's 9 1/2.
9 3/4.
Like I said, 9 3/4.
How stupid are you?
You know what? In my brain, I was like, I think it's 9 3/4, but no, it's got to be 9 1/2.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, 9 3/4. Yeah. Damn it. I would have got the second guess. When you said wrong, I would have gone with 9 3/4.
And you did not get what musical Do Re Mi is from?
Les Mis?
Nope.
No, it's a classic.
Chicago.
Alonso did get it. It's The Sound of Music.
That's some singing.
I was saying I've never seen it. It's a classic, but I've never seen it.
Julie Andrews knew how to sing. Dude. She was no Will Ferrell. That's
okay. So that's where you went down that road of the Spirited show.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, it's one thing. I'll put up with some singing from people that know how to sing.
Dude. If you said I have to watch a Sound of Music and Spirited 100 times, and I can watch in any amount of one or the other, I would watch Spirited 100 of those times.
And I would watch Sound of Music zero. I would watch Sound of Music every single time. It is a great, great production. I know. Yeah, I mean,
if it's a great production. It's a bore fest.
Well, it's about World War II, which is really wild that you know you can do musicals about a horrific time in human history, but they did.
That doesn't help selling it to me, though.
I know it doesn't, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be good, but it was good, you know. And they found a way to, you know, to pull on the heartstrings, those Von Trapp kids.
Yeah, it doesn't have Daredevil guy. I mean,
doesn't have Deadpool guy. Deadpool, yes, guy. Ryan Reynolds.
I was even trying to remind myself not to screw it up, and but I still screwed it up. I said, just say Ryan Reynolds. Daredevil came out.
0 for 3.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Anymore.
I'm sorry, but there's to even put Sound of Music in the same sentence as Spirited is sacrilege, and you're probably going to hell for it.
Well, fair.
Yeah. it's Spirited.
Like, I'm trying to act like I like something that's supposedly good because that's supposed to be like I think it's a pile.
No, I
tried watching Sound of Music when I was a kid. It was boring.
It's very oh yeah, you're not going to like it as a kid.
I'm not going to like it as an adult.
Well, yeah, you're not the right guy. You're not the right audience. But if you're a person that was like, hey, let's watch a musical, and you watch Sound of Music, and then all of a sudden you got to watch Ryan Reynolds do okay, and then Will Ferrell not do okay, even though they have auto-tune and everything else they can do, and still you're just, oh, what a painful experience. No, Will, you're not a singer. Don't do
that. That was the joke of it all. It's like they'd even almost kind of break the fourth wall during that, like where like certain scenes where it's like, oh, you showed up or whatever it is. And it was like, that was kind of fun.
Is he Will Ferrell in the movie, like funny Will Ferrell, or is he supposed to be like a nice guy?
It's a goof. It's a goofy Will Ferrell movie.
Like, but it's the heartfelt goofy Will Ferrell, though. You know how Will sometimes goes, but please like me, I don't know. Like, it's that, too. He brings that to the role. He's not just a goof. He's, you know, he's also kind of a little like, oh, I'm funny, but be nice to me, Will Ferrell. Like, you should feel sorry for me, Will Ferrell.
Endearing goof.
Yeah.
I should have been Anchorman or Old School. That's the best Will Ferrell.
It is a great Will Ferrell. Here's
the thing, Joe. I don't have a problem with Will Ferrell except when he started singing. I didn't have a problem with the movie until they started singing and singing and singing. Spirited was a really decent concept. They ruined it with the music.
If they would have put three musical numbers and just stopped it at that,
yes,
I would have been fine. I can't argue with you, man. There's too many for a musical. I know it sounds goofy to say that, but there was too many musical numbers in this musical.
I don't watch a lot of musicals, but how many do they normally have?
That's a great question. I can only base it on the greatest movie, which is Grease 2, which is several.
Yeah, because three is seems like a lot, not a lot. You know?
Yeah, if you're a musical snob, you're probably like, this isn't really a musical. It has to have at least eight.
But I will say, it is a lot for Will Ferrell, so I can see the point.
And I have a hard time with Will Ferrell being a love interest for anybody. I think that ruined it, too. There's a little, he's got a love interest in the movie. There's no chemistry because it's freaking Will Ferrell. He's not a guy who I think really would love anybody. I hate to say it, but
I love this text. Have you guys really been talking about this Spirited movie for the last 2 hours? I left and came back, and you're still on this topic.
Yeah, it's been 2 hours, sir.
We've abandoned the entire show.
We hate to
talk about this movie and argue about it the entire time.
I've hated it so much, I said, cancel all show programming. No, we just brought it back up because Sound of Music was brought up as at least in my opinion, now there's a musical.
But that's fantastic timing. If someone tuned in earlier in the 6 o'clock hour bitching about this Spirited movie, they go and do whatever they do, and they come back to their car, and we're still talking about it.
So the thing is I've been avoiding the new Santa Claus miniseries that's on Disney Plus, thinking that was going to be a pile. I also haven't watched the new Christmas Story because I thought that's probably going to be a pile.
You just hate Christmas.
I love Christmas, actually. I have my go-tos. And there's even a new reindeer thing that CBS is trying to throw
around. Yo, we got that on our DVR. Can't wait.
Okay, well,
pretty excited about that reindeer.
Hey, good thing you did. Now I can Paramount Plus at any time I want. But yeah, they at least threw it on the regular CBS for a while.
Way to go, The Rock, with your humble brag.
Yeah, that's all I do. And I have some Paramount tequila while I'm watching my nice Disney Plus shows. Yeah. So anyway, Spirited. Love to hear what you think, because Steve he didn't even finish it, so we can't get his full review.
I have 30 minutes left.
Oh my God, that is amazing. You get through it well. Hey, spoiler alert! You've got 10 minutes left. The other 20 is, I am a guy singing. Yeah. God. All right. Well, anyway, enjoy
Spirit. Good afternoon. Yeah. Oh, I just texted.
I have no problem with that. That was a good one.
That should have been the last one.
Yeah, that was one of the good songs. The opening end was a good song. It would have been great if they just left with that. Like, that's all we need. Now, give me the rest of the movie itself, outside of the singing, I really enjoy. I enjoyed the plot. I enjoyed all, but they just ruined it with all that, like, who cares? I don't care, Will Ferrell, if you have a love interest. You're not that guy, okay?
I was actually fine with that.
Oh, you were rooting for him?
I still am. No. I don't even know what's going to happen, but I still am.
No chemistry at all. And he's got no chemistry. I can't imagine him being romantic with anybody. He's probably got a real family,
well,
and I still
I
don't believe
on
it.
The thumbnails, and yes, I can believe it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, really? Okay. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. He's probably got, what did he get, like make seven figures to do that? And I'm sitting there complaining, and he's laughing all the way to the
joke's
bank.
On you.
It sure is. We got your calls, we got your texts. We'll take them at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's a simple concept. When you get on the air, make sure you're bringing it the way Steve wants you to bring it.
That's what energy is. Just show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, I know someone's going to bring up that sideline drama between Russell Wilson and Purcell, which is the defensive player. He says, both Wilson and Purcell said it was the guy was just trying to spark up the offense since they were just up next. Frustration on both ends of the team. And honestly, why believe the media when they started the rumor as soon as it happened? So if anyone missed it, there's a moment in the Broncos game where Russ is about to go out back out on the field on offense, and then one of the players, this Purcell guy, just like, it looks like he's just yelling Russ's head off. It's
yeah.
pretty funny.
I mean, he's yelling right at Russell Wilson, which, you know, I mean, he's like, why?
Well, he was trying to tell Russell that the music of Future is actually really good, and to just let all the drama go.
Oh, that makes sense.
We want to listen to him in the locker room, and Russ like just ride. It just got weird.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and that guy, I did see the post game interview with that guy, and he was just like, "Look, man, I'm just frustrated. Like, he's like, we just gave up a touchdown or something along those lines. Like, I had a bad play, but then there are a lot of people are like, look. This defense has been playing really well all season long, and you got to feel like there's some serious animosity between a defense that's top ranked in the red zone and then their offense, which is bottom ranked in the red zone.
Yep.
I got to, and even like, you know, Richard Sherman, I was listening to a little bit of his podcast, and he brought up a good point of just like, look, the team would be 9-1 if they were able to score 18 points in every game.
Whoa.
If you look at the stats.
Wow, that's...
And what are they, 3-7?
Wow.
And right now, potentially the number 3 draft pick that will go to the Seahawks in what many are calling the worst trade in NFL history.
So let's just take a look at the Hawks with that defense. We'd probably be undefeated because I think we've scored 18 points in almost every game we've been in. Maybe we'd only have 2 losses. I can't remember, but I feel like we've scored 18 points on pretty much all of our games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy is that?
Maybe one game we didn't, but...
Yeah.
And that might have been that game against the Niners.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I think you're right. I think that the Niners, that's the one thing I was thinking of, too, is that we did not score 18 points in that
game. The offense
was
pretty much shut down
in
that one.
I mean, that's... how crazy is that? I mean, granted, that's the idea. If you could have somebody's defense with somebody's offense, you'd have a great team.
But to me, and also, in all fairness, like, you know, you never know how another team reacts when you add more points to the board. So it's like, it's easy to say that when the games are done. But still, if that stat is true, and that if they were able to just put up 18 points in every game, they'd be 9-1. And they said, like, if they were using last year's quarterbacks, they'd have a winning season right now. Like, that's just insane.
See, and
as much as we like to hate on Russell Wilson, that's not a good stat.
It's not a good stat, and it's a brand new quarterback with a brand new coach, and to him, a brand new offensive coordinator. Those things usually take time anyway. And as much as I want to get on Russell's back, I didn't expect him to have a great season. I really thought it would be a mediocre season offensively because it's a whole new situation for a lot of people.
And if you were right, that would still be better than what they had. This is an abysmal season
offensively.
Like it's awful. And I mean, that's crazy.
It doesn't surprise me though, because again, you got brand new people, and you just don't plug into something like that, and all of a sudden you're a star player. Yeah, I thought they'd be a little better than they are, only because I just felt like they had other personnel that would make them better.
But wouldn't you at least think that you would see some signs of improvement? That they haven't even seen.
No. Dude,
it was that beginning loss to the Seahawks, man.
We crushed their spirit.
It was a curse. Yeah. All of a sudden, he just can't score any points. 18's not that much.
Not, and you wouldn't think so. No.
Not when you're getting paid that kind of money.
That's the problem.
And
also,
that is
like,
the problem.
Like even Richard Sherman brought it up, he'd be like, hey, if this is like a rookie quarterback that's supposed to be a star one day, like people will be willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, they re-signed him before he even showed what he can do on the field.
Yeah, this is,
Wow.
Like you said earlier, people are calling it maybe one of the worst deals in NFL history. Well, just take a look at this draft class that we have now.
Yep.
You know, and then what we're going to be getting, whatever we get, it doesn't matter. It's already horrific for the Broncos. And look, no matter what happens with the Hawks this year, we did not expect anything of them. They've given us an entertaining season, and they still have a chance to go to the playoffs. You know, they're in the hunt, and no one would have thought you would have heard the words "in the hunt" when you're talking about the Seattle Seahawks this late in the season. None of us thought that. Okay, outside of you and Danny. And Danny only because he decided to hop on your coattails on that one.
Well, he picked the right coattails.
Yeah, he did. Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, I thought they'd be worse than this myself, though. I didn't think they would at all be competitive. And they've been competitive. They've been in pretty much almost every game they played. And
I think all but one, maybe.
Yeah, and that's...
If you think about it.
Yeah, and that's...
Might have been that Niners game.
To me, that's a lot more hopeful than what you got going on with the Broncos. I mean, here's what we thought. We thought we'd have the Broncos record. We would look like the Broncos. And we thought the Broncos, I thought anyway, the Broncos would look like us. You know, a 6-4 team until, you know, yesterday.
Right.
You know, that's what I thought I'd see out of the Broncos. I really felt they were going to be the better team because I thought, why would they go do this? Why would they auction off the future unless they really thought that Russell was all they needed? And I didn't pay attention to that team to know that they didn't have anything else.
We don't use the word future when we're around Russell.
Oh, sorry, you're right. I apologize. Yeah. You know, I'm unthinkable. And meanwhile, who thought the Seattle Kraken would be like the team they're going to be? Like this whole, and no one thought the Mariners, no one thought the Kraken. I mean, I don't know what to think of anything when it comes to sports.
It's been a weird, weird year of Seattle sports, but fun. I mean, you can't deny
it. Yeah.
Every team is bringing some fun to it. And man, that Kraken team is scoring goals, and it's fun to watch. Matty Beniers is continuing to make it look like he's going to be Rookie of the Year. The Martin Jones story, I mean, I geek out about that forever. I think it's so cool what's going on right now with him, and I hope it continues to go with him. And then you get Grubauer's back, and hopefully he shows like what he was supposed to be now that he has a little less pressure on him. And the team's playing better around their goalie for the most part.
Yeah.
They're still letting in some clunkers, not the goalies, but like the defenses. Yeah. But, you know, that's... The team's scoring enough goals to make up for those mistakes.
That's what's hysterical. I was watching yesterday, and I thought, oh, it's going to go to overtime. Because it was only the second period, and I thought it was the third period because there were so many goals. I'm like, oh, this has to be the third period.
And what, the last two games, they said, F you to your third goal theory.
Yeah, they did.
Thank you.
Everyone's just messing everything up.
That every time if the other team scores that third goal, I just start cursing your name. Like, they better not.
Yeah.
F and BJ, they better not.
I know.
I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to hear it.
I haven't really followed that theory so much because I'm so hooked on my football theory.
And the Kraken are going to win Rookie Mascot of the Year with Best Rookie Mascot.
He pisses off a lot of people, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, he likes to party, too. I mean, he's already gone to multiple mascot parties.
He is going... I would, too, if I was a mascot.
Why
I don't know how that works. Like, do you have to fly your own way out or... Or what? Like, why don't all the mascots go? I guess maybe if the team's playing at home, they don't want to leave their game. But if the team's on the road, you're not doing anything, so you might as well fly to another team's arena and be part of a mascot night. It's awesome.
Yeah, Bowie's the freshman favorite right now because he's new.
Oh, yeah, everyone likes him.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting introduced to everybody. You know, he's probably boozing up a little bit.
Until he bangs their significant other mascot.
Well, that might happen.
Did you see? What team was in the football? In the football? I think it was Jacksonville. Their mascot was buck naked right by the...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, mascot naked. But did you see the video of that, BJ?
Wait, no, I did not. Wait, was the mascot naked or the person inside the mascot?
No, the mascot was naked. So the person inside might have had clothes on. But he was like... I think the team was trying to kick a field goal. I'm trying to remember it. I saw... And the mascot just took all his clothes off for some reason.
Who is the mascot from the Jaguars?
The Jaguars.
Oh.
Like, look at him. He has no clothes on.
There he is. Yeah, Jaguar Jimmy is naked.
He looks exactly like Thrill did at our last event.
It's like he's got like a skin tight.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Like outfit on, and he's just standing there right by the uprights. It's like, what the hell's going on?
What is that look?
I think he's trying to get in ahead of the other team.
And didn't they do an upset this weekend, the Jags? I think they did. I think they won their game.
They beat Baltimore?
Yeah, they beat the Ravens in the last second. I think
probably because of the mascot.
The mascot did it, dressing like Thrill.
Yeah, they won by 1 point.
And Thrill, being a Ravens fan, he was like, wow. Yeah. If you're Baltimore, you're pissed off about that because they're also trying to get somewhere.
Well, I think now we know what Blitz needs to do. Blitz or boom.
Okay. Take them clothes off. Take the feathers off? That does that look like a plucked chicken? Okay. I'm for that, I guess.
Might as well, right?
Yeah. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One fun thing about Russell Wilson, someone just texted and said, Russell Wilson has less touchdowns than he does bathrooms in his house. If he keeps this up, bathrooms will win.
Oh, man, that is so fantastic. He is just getting wrecked for being pretty much the same guy, but somehow it's just so cringy and horrible and rotten.
Yeah, I did see like one texter just sent us a link to a story just about how the fans for the Broncos are asking Russell Wilson to stop with his tone-deaf tweets.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's never had such a horrible, horrible season with us. We've never known him for that. We've only known him for just being part of great seasons and great attitude. And it's just, they'd all seem to go well. But you're right. He doesn't seem to know how to react to this in a way that's genuine. I think that's the problem. He's just very tone deaf. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, even one former player just said, Tyler Columbus, who's a radio dude now, said, I just love to see Russell's social media team just go in the bunker and stop posting stuff. Go radio silent for a while. Start winning games. Then come back with slow-mo. For the record, Russ is a good man. He's been my son's favorite for 10 years. I don't dislike him at all.
Yeah, I mean, look, Russell's whatever. I don't think he's genuine. I think that he puts on a front. I've now believe that more and more now as the days go by. But look at how Gino was at the press conference. Like, Gino was like, hey, man, yeah, we you know, and Diggs. Hey,
fingers point forward or thumbs pointing to yourself.
Yeah.
He's not a finger pointer. He's a thumb pointer, which I still think is the greatest line.
And just
I'm going to use that from now on if someone ever tries to point pass the blame to someone else. I'm like, are you a finger pointer or a thumb pointer?
Oh, you're gonna make that your thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're ready.
Great Geno Smith once said it.
Yeah. I like, you know, Quandre Diggs and Geno are just, that's what you like. You know, you just like guys going, they know the tone of the situation and go, yeah, this sucked.
I couldn't do media, though, with during a Quandre Diggs press conference because I would just be like, Quandre, would you like a hug? He just looks so sad up there.
He does.
Like, he does not hide his emotions at all.
And I really like that. And that's why no matter what happens with Geno, it's like, you know what? The guy doesn't go on there and just, he just does what he does.
Wear some interesting size jackets, though.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Levine said yesterday, he said, how cold are they keeping it in there? Because everybody seemed to have these parkas on.
I was like, man, he looked like he was like a cast member from South Park.
Yeah. It's like, is it like the Letterman studio? It's like, it's got to be 50 degrees for these press conferences. So these guys need the parkas. Oh, yeah. It was funny. But
speaking of big clothing items, did you see the giant hat that the Washington Commanders player was wearing?
No. And you know me, I've been paying attention to the Commanders.
I'll just show you the picture.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. What is that about?
It looks like it was put on someone, like someone's head was shrunken and like they're wearing like a.
Yes.
It's insane.
It's insane. Yeah. And that is that going to be a new style? Just a gigantically oversized ball cap?
He says his friend has a big hat company. And if you want a big hat, to let him know.
Okay. This is a thing?
I don't know. I think it's maybe meant to like put on display. Like I could see someone getting a big hat and like having like a man cave or like, you know, like a
okay.
cool setup in a house, like a sports room.
I like that.
You know what I mean? You have a giant ass Seahawks hat.
But he's wearing this damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, apparently they make it so you can wear it, but it looks like they shrunk the body and he's still trying to wear the normal size hat.
Yeah.
It's the funniest picture.
It's
ever.
Like a bobblehead just hat.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's weird. You know what, man? Sometimes I think, you know what, dude?
It's called Noggin Boss.
Yeah.
They were on Shark Tank.
They were, and did they get a deal?
I mean, I'll
have to, geez, I'll have to find that episode. I want to know what the shark said to this.
I don't know, but what kind of, oh my gosh, these hats are so stupid.
Oh my God, and people
are wearing
them.
They're like novelty hats. They're kind of funny.
Okay.
You don't want one?
No.
They gave you one for 10% off.
Oh, if it's 10% off, never mind.
They have Seahawk ones?
You don't want to get, don't go down here just because it's Noggin Boss.
Yeah, wow. Man.
And so he's made a deal with the NFL? Because, I mean, the dude's wearing a commander, unless it's an unofficial.
No, I think he made it for him as for a buddy. But they have a picture on their front page of people rocking Arizona Cardinals ones.
Oh, all right. Well, then, if that's the case, they may have a deal with the NFL.
Or the Cardinals are just like, ah, we have bigger problems to worry about than fat-ass hats. These hats are $75. Never mind, Ski.
Well, 10% off, that's you save $750.
Yeah, it's still...
That's a lot of money.
I have a rule when it comes to hats.
Yeah.
If it goes over $40, I'm not even considering it. And even if it's hovering 40, I'm not probably going to get it.
You guys said that they were on Shark Tank. What do you think the pitch was when they went up there? Because I saw like just a little still, and it's them in a regular-sized hat. And I'm thinking they walk up and be like, I know you guys have regular-sized hats, but have you ever thought of putting a giant hat on your head?
I just want to hear what Mr. Wonderful said. Oh, gosh. I just want to hear. I'm going to have to go find that episode.
Yeah, you can customize them, too. We can make a BJ and Migs noggin cat.
Oh, great. For $75, we better be able to make anything we want. Yeah, guess what? I'm not going to get this.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, and maybe people look at me and go, dude, you just don't get it because you're an old guy. I guess.
No, I don't think anybody gets it. And that's the funny part of it all, though. Oh. It's a novelty thing.
Oh, here they are running out on Shark Tank. I want to see the expressions on the faces of the sharks. Because they're just...
I got an orange one. You know Danny would wear it.
Okay, but...
let's get him one. He's not here today, so let's see. He doesn't know.
Well, Mr. Wonderful is not being as stupid as I thought he would be. though Damon's kind of like, no, I don't want anything to do with it. Mark Cuban and Barbara seem to be okay with it.
Mark Cuban's thinking, can I put a Mavericks logo on this and make money?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
then I'm in.
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful is at least, I can't hear the audio, but he's being more pleasant. But Lori Grenier is out. She's like, no, I'm not going to QVC this. I'm not.
I wonder how much money they're making. Because I bet you anything they had a huge uptick.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
They might have sold three hats, and that's three more than they usually sell, thanks to this Commander's guy.
A lot of these folks go on Shark Tank. It's a commercial. They don't even care if they get a deal.
That's true.
Yeah. So, all right, Big Noggin or Noggin Boss, whatever your name is.
I just love the dudes rocking.
And he's rocking it.
He's wearing it backwards, which is even funnier looking.
It just... Okay. All right.
Hey, no, you know, sports is all about superstition. What if the team's playing well, the Commanders are playing good right now? What if all the rest of the team starts rocking these noggin caps?
I will say this. When you're a young, good-looking dude, you know what? You have the best shot of pulling something like this off. But there's no way I'm rocking this.
This is the answer for Russell Wilson to endear himself to his team.
Oh, he's get one of these noggin hats?
Yes. Shows him like it makes him look like an idiot. Makes him seem a little more human.
Oh, okay. As opposed to his play.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Also making him seem like he's more human.
He's very human. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So earlier you guys were talking about toilets. I worked for a lady who had $10,000 toilets and also a $15,000 bathroom mirror.
What? I know they've got bathroom mirrors that, you know, can change lights and stuff like that, so you can put your makeup on in different lights and you can press little touch parts on them.
$15,000 mirror better put abs on my chest when I take my shirt off.
All right.
On my stomach.
It probably will. It probably will. What does a $15,000
do? It better slim me the hell up. I tell you that.
This is nuts.
Steve, when you find that toilet, let me know, okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the mirror. The toilet, I don't know if you want to have.
Russell Wilson probably has a $15,000 mirror.
So it said I build houses over in the San Juan Islands, and we just installed an over $10,000 toilet, and it does everything.
Wow. Dude, these things have tornado flush.
Is that just basically a make sure nothing survives?
Two nozzles, 1.3 gallons, a centrifugal cyclonic rinsing action.
That thing should be able to like shoot at the neighbors I don't like if I feel like just like I should have the ability to do whatever I want with that damn toilet.
Dude, they probably could. Have you like this has like a built-in bidet? Have you seen a bidet shoot water and not be having someone sit on it?
No.
That stuff goes all the way across the room.
Yeah.
High power.
All right, so if we can aim it towards the window, Steve's neighbors will be, you know.
Okay. Oh, that'll be good.
There we go.
That is just insane. I could never imagine. I don't even know how to sell that to my wife to be like, hey, thinking about purchasing a $10,000 toilet, would you be okay with that?
I mean, we used to, when you think about, we used to go out in an outhouse. People used to go in a hole in the ground.
Yes.
And then look what we've done.
The rich get richer.
I don't even think my car costs that much, like now that I think of it, which is a little sad.
Yeah, that is a little sad.
Yeah, my car was just a little bit more than that.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I couldn't get two toilets for the price I spent on my car.
That's crazy.
And your car doesn't make your butt squeaky clean.
No.
Well, see, now it will. Oh, get a bidet in your car? Okay.
A little rear cleansing, a little front cleansing, some fresher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
I like the warm seats idea, though. Yeah. But I'd want it on a timer. So, at 4 a.m., make sure you get those toilet seats nice and warm.
I feel like for $15,000 or whatever things cost, they probably have a timer.
I don't know if I could get over that because whenever you do sit on a toilet and the seat is warm, it's pleasant because it's not cold. But then you think about why it's warm. So I could never get that out of my head.
Public restrooms, if I sit on a warm toilet, I'm very sad.
Yeah, I'm very uncomfortable.
Like, I know it doesn't really matter, but I'm like, man, someone was literally just on
But
this.
It costs a lot less to have that person warm your toilet seat.
Maybe that's a good point.
Maybe you just hire someone to come to your house. That's got to be just as cheap. $15,000, just hire a dude to come sit in your toilet.
Well, yeah, Steve,
I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. All right, Steve, I'm in.
For $3,000, can you come over to my house for a year?
Yes.
Sit on my toilet
Neil.
At 3:55 every morning. That way at 4 a.m. when I sit on it, I'm good to go.
Not a bad plan.
I mean, crazier things have been pitched.
Right.
I think we should pitch this.
Like Login Boss.
Yeah. Like this plan.
I mean,
making Login Bosses. No, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll go back to the war room to come up with
I think we really need to go back somewhere. All right, we have a big question that has to be answered, and it's not about toilets. It's about Ryan Castle. What do Ryan Castle and mac and cheese have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and mac and cheese have in common?
It's the cheesiest.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So it said super cheesy. Both are better with little weenies in them.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brian's a fan of the little weenies in his mac and cheese.
I had a great story about going to a very nice restaurant, giving the waitress a hard time about the only good mac and cheese has hot dogs in it. And she went across the street and bought hot dogs and put them in my mac and cheese. And I was like, that is the best customer service I have ever had in my life.
One of my favorite restaurant experience stories I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's impressive. Very impressive.
And you know what? It was better because it had hot dogs in it.
I bet that chef was pissed.
I bet he was.
You want me to cook what?
You know that's the only time hot dogs ever touch the grill in that restaurant.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, man. This could be why the country's going to hell, man. Uh-oh. There's a woman suing Kraft because of their Velveeta microwavable shells and cheese cups. On there it says takes 3.5 minutes to cook. And she says, no, they're lying. It takes a lot longer than that because you have to do other stuff like remove the lid and you have to mix in the cheese. So it takes longer than 3.5 minutes. So because of this, she's suing Kraft for $5 million.
$5 million?
Her life must be so hard.
Now, I support this, of course, because Kraft also owns the Patriots. So I think they should sue the hell out of them for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. So that Patriots jersey staying in the closet this year then?
Yeah, it'll stay in the closet this year. Yeah. So, guess what? Ryan Castle's up next, and he's bringing a 12-pack out of the closet.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.